Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for the 7th of Iyar with the very last Mishnah in Pesachim. That's chapter 10, Mishnah 9, and Bezrat Hashem, we are going to start Shekalim today as well. HaPesach Achar Chatzot, the Pesach after midnight. So after midnight, Pesach changes a little bit. Metame et hayadayim, it makes the hands ritually unclean. Now why would this be? Because the time you can eat your Karban Pesach is up until midnight and not after midnight. So at that cutoff point, Chatzot, it becomes notar or nosar, leftover, which cannot be eaten. Kochim, which are notar, cannot be eaten. And rabbinically, just they added on this restriction, not really restriction, but a consequence that they're metame yadayim also. And the rabbis added this as an added incentive so people don't let their karbanot wait. They don't wait until they become notar. They go ahead and eat them so they won't have dual problems of disposing of kochim that can't be eaten and having hands that are tame. The Mishnah continues, ha-pigel v'notar. Now, pigel is karbanot where there was an improper intention during one of the critical services of this offering, and it messed it up. And notar, again, is leftovers of other karbanot, also metamin et yadayim. Rabbinically speaking, they mess up, ritually may render it ritually impure someone's hands. Now, the reason the cutoff for the Pesach is midnight, the Bar Neura brings, there are psukim that are compared to one another, va'achlu et basar balayla hazeh, and they will eat the meat of the Pesach on this night, balayla hazeh. And there's also a pasach, v'varti, Beretz Mitzrayim, Balayla Hazay. It was also Balayla Hazay. So we learn out this Balayla Hazay was at the same time. And Mala Halon, that second Balayla Hazay, the Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, is when Hashem is striking the firstborn, and that was at Chatzot. So Mala Halon ad Chatzot afkan ad Chatzot. So they both have to be until Chatzot. And it's an interesting thing, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Mitzrayim, he told Paro and the Egyptians, it's going to be at midnight, he said, Kachatzot. He said around midnight, because Rashi explains there, maybe the astrologers who are looking at the stars, the Egyptian astrologers, are going to say, hey, it was actually 10 seconds before midnight, so Moshe was a liar. And the Mefarshim say, you see, if somebody wants to not believe, they'll find any little excuse not to believe, even though there's miraculous things happening right in front of them. Now, the final topic in Mishnah Pesachim, the Mishnah turns to the Bracha. Beruch birkata Pesach. Someone made the bracha on his Pesach. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav. It's zivanu lechol ha-Pesach. We make a similar bracha during our Seder on the matzah, al-achila matzah. So if he made this bracha on his korban Pesach, pater et shel zevach. He does not need a bracha on his zevach, on his chagiga, because the blessing on the Pesach will poter, will also work on the chagiga, which would be asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav. It's zivanu lechol et zevach. So Mishnah continues, Beiruch, Osho Zevach, we made the bracha on the chagiga, lo pater et shel Pesach. It doesn't work on its carbon Pesach. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. So Shmuel says the bracha on the Pesach is superior to the bracha on chagiga. It could also work on the chagiga. Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo zo poteret zo, v'lo zo poteret zo. He says they do not work one on the other. So according to Rabbi Akiva, each one is its own mitzvah. Each one needs its own bracha. You can't make one bracha on both. You need it. Each one gets their own bracha. And it's a reminder, hashkafically, each Jew has their own bracha. We each have our own tachlis, our own purpose in creation. That's why we're here, is to do something special that nobody else can accomplish. That's why our soul was brought into this physical world. So each of us has our own bracha, and our mission can't be done by someone else, and we can't do someone else's mission in life. So this final Mishnah, Mazal Tov, finishing Pesachim, is a reminder. Let's go on to Shekalim. As we will learn in detail the coming weeks, the Shekalim is the half a shekel donation that was given by every Jewish person every year to fund the temple and the Karbanot. And we're going to see that in detail. So let's go to Mishnah Aleph. Be'echad ba'adar, on the first day of Adar, mashmi'in ala Shekalim. They would announce about Shekalim. Because you have to bring your shekel, send your shekel to the temple by the end of Adar. So you had a month to do it. Lahavdil, it's not the same thing, but in America, in the springtime, it's April rolls around, and you know if you haven't done the taxes, it's time to get the taxes done. The Mishnah adds Ve'ala Kilayim. And the first of Adar, they also announce about Kilayim. It's the springtime, things are growing. They announce that mixed plants, as we've learned in detail in Zerayim, in Kilayim, we had a whole Masecht about Kilayim. It's mixtures of plants that cannot be planted in close proximity. So to announce about that also, to remind people it's springtime, it's time to plant, it's time that things are sprouting. So go check out, you don't have Kilayim. Bechamisha Sarbo, on the 15th of Adar, Korin et a Megillah Bakrachim. They read the Megillah in the cities, the walled cities. Metaknin, and as we know, we're going to learn out in detail of Megillah. Metaknin the Drachim, and they fix the roads. Now, the reason to fix the roads is because in Nisan, just a month later, people are going to be going up to Yerushalayim, the Ole Regel, to go to Yerushalayim for the Karban Pesach, as we were just learning in Pesachim 5 minutes ago. Veta Rechovot, and the streets, the markets, Veta Mikvaot Tamayim, and the mikvah as well. The time of Nisan and the time of festivals generally was a time when everyone wanted to get tahor, get their kalim tahor, bring them to Yerushalayim, get their bodies tahor as well, so they could eat the karbanot. Osin kol tzarchei rabim, and we do all of the public needs. Now there's an amazing Bar Nura, the commentary of the Rav and the Bar Nura. He says, as public needs, we're talking about court cases. If there's lawsuits going on, you know, outstanding lawsuits and judgments, someone needs makos, you go ahead and try to take care of all the court cases. And he even brings Hashkad Sota. So in the Daf Yomi, we're in Sota, he says, that's a public need. We've actually mentioned that Sota was, people were supposed to look at the Sota and not do like she did and come into that situation. So in that sense, it could be a public need. The Mishnah adds, Metzaynina Tzkavarot, and we make signs, boundaries, marks on the grave so people don't touch a grave or go over a grave and become Tamei and unable to bring a Karban Pesach. V'yotzin afal kilayim, and they go out, the agents of the court go out to inspect for kilayim. So people were warned on the first day of Adar to check out their fields themselves and get rid of their kilayim, and now the agents of the court go out and look for the kilayim and rip them up. Yashar koach, and mazel tov again, and stay tuned for more shkalim.